AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. Tensions remain high in Tunisia, where that country's president has declared the country is not safe from further extremist attacks. He has announced a national state of emergency to avoid what he calls a risk of collapse. Our Charles de Ledesma tells us the president addressed the nation just over a week after a gunman opened fire at a popular beach resort.
The gunman was killed by police, and the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the massacre. 30 of the 38 dead were British tourists.
The state of emergency announced today is scheduled to last a month. Immediately after last week's attack, the prime minister pledged to post armed guards at tourist sites and close mosques outside of government control. The last time Tunisia was under a state of emergency was in January of 2011 at the outbreak of the Arab Spring. It lasted until March of 2014. During that crisis, the government imposed a curfew and a ban on meetings of more than three people. Although those measures were relaxed, police retained powers to intervene. AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley.